It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There's a resurgence of COVID-19 infections in some facilities that have had outbreaks already. Lindsay Fent reports on new information from state health authorities.
JBS Meatpacking Company in Greeley reported 6 coronavirus infections among interns this week. The uptick in cases comes several months after the plant was forced to close following an outbreak that killed 7 workers and infected more than 200. A nursing home in Greeley is also weathering a second outbreak. Centennial Healthcare Center reported 14 new cases among residents and staff this week. A March outbreak at that facility killed 20 residents. These cases are among 15 new outbreaks reported by the State Health Department this week. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Efforts to cull geese in Denver have resumed, but they don't plan to kill as many geese this year as they did last year because the goose population has gone down. Activists tried and failed to stop this year's geese cull in federal court. Denver Parks Deputy Manager Scott Gilmore says the geese cause problems, and he compares them to rats, which the city also kills, but people don't have a problem with that.
People see the geese and the goslings, and they're attaching human characteristics to the geese. Rats are not something people attach to because they're not cute and cuddly.
The plan is to take about 400 geese out of Denver parks this year. Fire crews will keep working today on a wildfire southwest of Canyon City called the YMCA fire. It's burning on federal land. It was first reported Wednesday afternoon and had spread to 120 acres by yesterday evening. As of last night, no structures were threatened. Both air and ground crews are working to contain that fire. It's 65 degrees currently in Canyon City, 76 in Pueblo, Colorado Springs 71, currently 61 in Denver, with highs mostly in the 90s along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.